Poll shows lopsided support for border fence in high crime areas. By Neil Monroe on January 17, 2019. U.S. voters are evenly split on the merits of building President Donald Trump's border wall, but they strongly support building a fence in high crime areas along the U.S.-Mexico border, according to a new poll. When the panel of 1,001 registered voters was asked if they favor building a wall across the entire U.S. border, the response was 49% support and 51% oppose. But when the panel was asked January 12 to 13 for their views on building a fence in high-crime areas along the U.S.-Mexico border, the positive response spiked to 69% yes versus 31% no. Also, the fence option showed a lopsided result of 39% strong support and 15% strong opposition. The poll was funded by The Hill and conducted by Harris. The anti-crime fence is favored by 90% of Republicans, 55% of Democrats, and 45% of strong liberal respondents. It is backed by 75% of whites, 56% of African Americans, and 58% of Latinos, plus 80% of Midwesterners, 69% of East Coast voters, 73% of suburbanites, and 72% of people with college degrees. The high crime modifier to the poll likely allowed Democrats to temporarily disregard partisan pressure to denounce any wall plan pushed by President Trump. Trump might be trying to work around the partisan pressure and has recently shifted his language to stress the border region danger from cartels, drugs, and traffickers, rather than from illegal migrants as a whole. Business groups and Democrats tout the misleading, industry-funded Nation of Immigrants polls which pressure Americans to say they welcome migrants, including the roughly 670,000 DACA illegals. The alternative priority or fairness polls, plus the 2016 election, show that voters in the polling booth put a much higher priority on helping their families, neighbors, and fellow nationals get decent jobs in a high-tech, high-immigration, low-wage economy. 4 million Americans turn 18 each year and begin looking for good jobs in the free market. But the federal government inflates the supply of new labor by annually accepting 1 million new legal immigrants, by providing work permits to roughly 3 million resident foreigners, and by doing little to block the employment of roughly 8 million illegal immigrants. The cheap labor policy has also reduced investment and job creation in many interior states because the coastal cities have a surplus of imported labor. For example, almost 27% of zip codes in Missouri had fewer jobs or businesses in 2015 than in 2000, according to a new report by the Economic Innovation Group. In Kansas, almost 29% of zip codes had fewer jobs and businesses in 2015 compared to 2000, which was a two-decade period of massive cheap labor immigration.